For many cultures around the world, bugs make good eating. After all, insects are six-legged bundles of protein, and there are a lot of them. Through the years, people have come up with ways to make them palatable, but they haven't exactly caught on in the U.S. Lourdes Torres is the co-founder of Sustainable Boost, a restaurant and cricket farm in Lihue, Kauai, that aims to change all that with a menu that includes pancakes, desserts like ginger cookies, and main courses like salmon and potato with cricket powder fritters. She says bugs are the food of the future, and she's on the phone with us from Kauai. Good morning, Lourdes.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
This was a very bold idea, wasn't it?
It really is, and I have been pleasantly surprised by the way my customers have responded.
So they are able to keep an open mind about what it is they're eating, yeah?
Oh, they're so excited about every aspect of this crop, and I think it is really interesting to see what's happened in other areas, for example, in the organic industry. Mm-hmm. People more and more are becoming aware of where their food is coming from, how far it's traveling, how it's processed, what kind of ingredients and chemicals is put into it. So I believe that this is a perfect time to introduce this, what I call a forgotten crop, which is insects, right? We know we've been eating insects forever, for thousands of years.
Sure.
And so I thought I would have to deal with the ick factor that Americans have with bugs, but it hasn't happened in Kauai. And I am feeling so proud and so privileged to have launched my product here because we are ready for it. We're ready to have a crop that is ultra-sustainable. And
well, that's one of the concerns.
We can talk a little bit about that. Go ahead.
One of the concerns of the future, Lourdes, is how are we going to feed everybody, right? And we haven't come up with answers to that, but entirely. And this is a pretty good way to do it, isn't it?
Correct. That was, I dare say, my number one inspiration. I am aware and truly concerned about the population explosion. We're going to put 2 billion people on the planet in 50 years.
Yeah.
And according to people like the United Nations, we're going to have to double our food production. And we can calculate how much protein we need based on the many humans on the planet. And raising bugs is definitely a major part of that solution, how to bring enough protein and minerals and nutrients to a growing population.
You know, Lourdes, in my camping and hiking days, I used to carry around a book called How to Survive in the Woods, which is, you know, what to do if you find yourself stranded without any food sources. And the number one thing they say to you is eat bugs, right?
Yes.
They'll keep you alive.
I understand that. And grew up in my grandmother's farm in Puerto Rico, mm-hmm. and she taught us the value of bugs. So I think that introduction helped me and stayed with me forever, and it helped me become who I am today. So I'm curious, did you get to eat any bugs while you were out there hiking?
No, but it made me more mindful of making sure I had enough food with me when I went off hiking good. In the deep woods. But at the same time, you know, I remember my father traveled extensively in Africa in the 20s and 30s, and he told me all kinds of stories about people doing torchlight processions at night, which would fry the locusts who flew into the torches, and then they would pick up the locusts and have a feast.
Yes, a very healthy feast.
A very healthy feast. And I have to ask you, Lourdes, where do you get your crickets?
Okay, I have them imported, right? And then once we have a certain amount of females and males, we let them reproduce, and we feed them an organic diet. And the great thing about insects is that they can be fed commercial waste. So that makes them even more sustainable because mm-hmm. we don't have to use feed, right? Chicken feed or other feed mm-hmm. To raise them. And we also can use their waste and transform it into high protein, super quality protein to feed cattle and other,
So it sounds if you're if you're kind of approaching a nothing gets thrown away kind of environment.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you. That's a good way of putting it.
Well, so you have essentially a cricket farm, right?
Yes, sir. We have a cricket farm.
And
these are
free range crickets, obviously.
No, that's interesting. Crickets do not like to be free. They like to be in close, dark quarters. So that's the other thing that's really great about them in terms of their sustainability. We don't need a lot of land. You need a fraction of the water used for other protein sources. And they grow in very small spaces, and they're happy that way.
Well, do they, raised in that kind of environment with you controlling their food supply, does that change their taste at all?
What changes their taste is what we feed them,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And that's something really critical about insects. I would love to emphasize the fact that once we blend them and turn it to powder, which is what we use to create our products,
mm-hmm.
They have a mild nutty flavor. And some people have said, oh, they taste like a sunflower seed and other nuts. But everyone is pleasantly surprised about how delicious it is, the powder. So what we were thinking is that we would take the powder and infuse everyday foods that you and I are very comfortable eating,
mm-hmm.
and introduce it to our customers. And I think that was the key, so that they're no longer worried about chewing on an actual cricket and having to swallow a live bug.
Yeah.
Now they're seeing a delicious, for example, we have a chocolate chip cookie that we also infuse with superfoods, like chia seeds, flax seeds, hemp seeds. And when you eat that chocolate chip cookie, one cookie has 8 grams of protein. So now they're seeing the value of this cookie in terms of the nutritional factor,
mm-hmm.
and they're enjoying it because it tastes delicious. So immediately all their fears and that it factor disappears, literally.
Well, by making you're making a kind of a flour out of the crickets, right?
Correct.
Grinding them up into powder. So that really opens you up to any number of recipes, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Are you subsisting on a cricket's cricket intensive diet yourself?
I wouldn't say intensive, but I use it every single day, and I have for many years. And I have been thinking about this for a long time, and I just thought that I'm ready now, because I was able to see that Kauai is ready for a truly sustainable crop. That's one thing. And second, I see that because of how we've been transforming our views on food, right, people are eager. People really want it. So there's no stopping us now in terms of
doesn't sound
using
that way.
Insects in our diet. Mm-hmm.
Great, Lourdes. Thank you so much for talking with us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Lourdes Torres is the co-founder of Sustainable Boost, a restaurant and cricket farm in Lihue, Kauai. You can find out more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.